Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines of this hour. BigBasket in talks to sell majority stake to Tata Group. NSDL flip-flops on Bharti Airtel's foreign ownership limits. Titan Q2 profit drops 38% year-on-year to Rs. 199 crore in line with estimates. Dr. Reddy's Q2 profit dips 30% year-on-year to Rs. 762 crore but beats market estimates. Bharti Airtel to stay away from 5G auctions next year as prices exorbitant. Let us take a quick glance at what transpired on Dalal Street today. Stock market investors became poorer by Rs. 1.59 lakh crore as profit booking in bank and financial stocks put immense pressure on benchmark indices. Sensex dropped almost 600 points to 39,922, while Nifty ended at 11,729. Among blue-chip names, mortgage lender HDFC contributed the most to Sensex losses as it shed 3.44% to Rs. 1,969.05. Telecom major Bharti Airtel bucked the trend and rose 4.26% to Rs. 451.25 as it reported highest ever sales in September quarter and narrowed its year-on-year losses. With the meltdown in global market continuing, the pressure is impacting the domestic market as well. Is this the start of a downtrend in the near term? To figure this and more, we caught up with Vinod Nair, Head of Research at Jyojit Financial Services. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nair. How do you see the market direction shaping up from here?
India had started strongly this week due to overwhelming Q2 results and in anticipation of higher FII inflows due to higher weightage of India in MSCI index. Now we are falling in tandem with the global trend due to rising COVID cases, uncertainties to US election and stimulus. This trend is expected to stay for a week or two till the US election outcome and developments on stimulus. A strong stimulus can reverse the trend.
What is your take on corporate earnings so far?
The resilience of Indian market was from the positive Q2 results, which has led to upgrade in earnings growth and stock prices. As per till date results for Nifty 50, the corporate earnings has grown by about 10% on a YOY basis compared to estimate of 5%, and this is 15% up on a QOQ basis. As a total result, the revenue growth is flat, but operating margins and profit after tax has increased tremendously.
Which sectors do you think are more vulnerable now?
If economy recovery weakens as visible from the global trend, then the worst impacted sectors will be like finance and exports. Discretionary sectors like auto and durables and sectors where public contact is required like hospitality, healthcare and entertainment will also be heavily impacted.
On the technical front, analysts said Nifty has overruled the possibility of triangle consolidation by breaking the low of 11,700. And it may now follow the zigzag corrective pattern in which it could hit the levels of 11,600 or 11,550. We spoke to Nagaraj Shetty, technical research analyst, HDFC Securities, to understand what the charts foretell. Welcome to the show, Mr. Shetty. What is the Nifty chart telling you?
The Nifty has been in a broader high-low range of 12,025 to 11,700 level over the last couple of weeks. Having shifted into a weakness on Thursday, 28th October, Nifty is now placed near the lower range of 11,700 levels. The overall chart pattern is showing a broader range moment. Hence, a decisive move below the range, lower range of 11,700-650 could bring more weakness on the cards. On such scenario, Nifty could reach down to lower 11,300 to 400 levels over the period of time. On the contrary side, so far we have not seen any sharp follow-through actions after the formation of reversal candles, reversal patterns so far. And we have seen lack of selling enthusiasm after a sharp decline in the market. So one should watch out for any upside bounces from the support of 11,650 to 700 levels in the next one or two sessions. In this scenario, Nifty could bounce up to the upper 11,900-11,950 levels again in the next few sessions.
Which sector do you think can sustain gains for now?
In this weak market scenario, most of the sectors of the broader market are in a downtrend. Among those sectors, we expect FMCG, energy, in the sense oil marketing companies, and pharma sectors are expected to show some resilience during weakness in Nifty. FMCG and pharma sectors are placed at the crucial support and are expected to bounce up after a due correction. Energy and oil marketing company stocks have witnessed sharp weakness recently, and those stocks and those sectors are showing some consolidation at the lower levels and are expected to move up.
What is the outlook for the market until Diwali?
As the Nifty is placed in a broader high-low range of around 12,000 to 11,700 level, which is around since last two weeks, the market sentiment and the overall market breadth remains subdued. We are not expecting any significant movement in the Nifty in the next couple of weeks, till the Diwali festival. There is a higher possibility of Nifty showing upside bounce from the lows. If the initial supports of 11,700-11,650 breaks, and there is a possibility of a false downside breakout, and Nifty could bounce up from the lows of 11,600 to 500 levels in the next 1 week. If this happens, then Nifty is expected to show some upside bounce, and we could see Nifty once again reaching to the upper levels of 11,950 to 12,000 level by Diwali festival.
Elsewhere, Asian and European shares extended losses on fears of a new national lockdown in France and tighter movement curbs elsewhere to curb a surge in coronavirus cases. That's all for now. Do check out dtmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.